I'm Jill Freitas with National Native News. In today's headlines, a death investigation is underway after a missing teen was found in Anchorage. And as artificial intelligence expands, Indigenous communities are raising concerns about data sovereignty. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Jill Freitas. Anchorage police have identified the person found deceased last week in the Spinard area of Anchorage as 19-year-old Kelly Hunt. Police say Hunt was discovered outdoors on April 20th near the 3500 block of Lewis Drive. Next of kin have been notified. According to investigators, Hunt had arrived in Anchorage on January 6th and was staying at a residence on Oregon Drive. She left that home the following morning, January 7th. 4 days later, on January 11th, Hunt was reported missing to Anchorage police. Detectives were assigned to investigate her disappearance. More than 3 months later, officers responded to a call just before 9 a.m. on April 20th, where Hunt's body was found outside in a Spinard neighborhood. The Anchorage Police Department says the death remains under investigation. The state medical examiner will determine the official cause of death. No arrests have been made at this time. In a statement, Police Chief Sean Case acknowledged the impact of the loss, saying, quote, "We acknowledge the loss for family members and for the community. This case remains under investigation, and we ask for understanding and patience as detectives continue their work with urgency and accuracy," end quote. Police are asking anyone with information related to the case to come forward as the investigation continues. With the rise of AI, Indigenous people around the world are growing more concerned about data sovereignty. The Mountain West News Bureau's Hannah Merzbach has more on a recent conference on the topic in Tucson, Arizona. Three tribal organizations from the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have launched a new resource page for their ongoing salmon advocacy partnership. The Association of Village Council Presidents, the Yukon River Intertribal Fish Commission, and the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission have launched a partnership called the Arctic Yukon-Kuskokwim Tribal Consortium, or AYKTC, in 2002. A press release from the organization says the goal is to protect the ways of life associated with salmon by focusing on policy and advocacy rooted in science and Indigenous knowledge. The tribal organizations have shown public support for a State Board of Fisheries proposal that would reduce salmon fishing time in Area M, and have advocated for bycatch caps and migratory corridor closures in the Bering Sea pollock trawl fishery. Its new website, salmonpeople.org, serves as a center for testimonials and resources for salmon advocacy. It features a collection of news stories and accounts documenting the impact of Western Alaska salmon crashes on the lives of people who live in the region. It also aims to be a landing page where people can learn about current fisheries policies and engage in advocacy. This story was provided by KYUK's Samantha Watson. I'm Jill Freitas.